Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Tawas resident.
Hi, I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is, now that the 400-page Mueller report summary was publicly released by the United States Attorney General William Barr, March 24, 2019, declaring no collusion, there are some socialist Democrats who are continuing an empty witch hunt against the Trump campaign and are eager to fine-tooth comb Mueller's full report, which has been released April 18, 2019, by our Attorney General. This is part two of the Mueller report. The Mueller report issued more than 2,800 subpoenas, executed 500 search warrants, obtained more than 230 orders for communication records authorizing use of pen registers, made 13 requests to foreign governments for evidence, and interviewed approximately 500 witnesses. And folks, some of these falsely accused witnesses were harassed and threatened, which I believe is deceitful and appalling. At 9:30 a.m., April 18, 2019, our Attorney General Barr held a news conference with Rod Rosenstein regarding the release of the full redacted Mueller report. Most special counsel reports are not released to the public. However, because of the fake news from liberal news networks, false statements from Democratic politicians, and wrongful investigations, the special counsel Mueller report was released, according to our law. According to the Attorney General, he said, the president's attorneys were not permitted redaction. The primary purpose of Special Counsel Mueller was to find out if the Trump campaign conspired with Russia. We now know that the Russian operatives did not have the Trump campaign involved. There was no evidence, including the Trump campaign, or any U.S. person conspired with Russia. And after 2 years, the special counsel confirmed that the Russians did try to interfere with the 2016 election, but there was no culpability by President Trump. Now, folks, Attorney General Barr stated this very important declaration. The evidence collected by the special counsel did not prove obstruction of justice or collusion by President Trump. Now, if you are unable to listen to Attorney General Barr's full news conference at 9:30 a.m., April 18, 2019, I encourage you to do so. If the liberal news networks continue their false agendas, I suggest you watch Fox News. And if these anti-American Democratic politicians continue their venomous false accusations and not concentrate on our country's problems, I suggest that we Americans vote them out of office the next election. I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.